Thank you very much. Welcome to Shobden, which is a beautiful village in a lovely part of North Herefordshire. I'm standing outside Shobden Church, which for those who live in this part of the world will know is a terrific building. And inside, if you're sort of not quite an authority like me, you describe it as looking a bit like a wedding cake inside. It's beautiful and white, and it's a real picture when it will be completed. I mentioned the word completed because, of course, we've got problems at Shobden Church. There's a major rebuilding project going on. Andrew Gilliatt is secretary of the building committee here at the church. Andrew, you've run into a few problems today.
We've had very bad news earlier this week when we heard that our building contractors, Caps and Caps, had gone into voluntary receivership. Effectively, that means that all work has had to come to a halt, and because the work which was going on at the moment is temperature sensitive and has to be done while it's still relatively warm, it looks as though we're going to be closed down until next spring.
As we look at the church now, the scaffolding, I should explain, the scaffolding all round the, three quarters of it, certainly on this side, there's clear evidence of where work has been taking place, but at the far end, it's completely sheeted in, so that presumably is the main focal point at the moment, is it?
Yes. We did a lot of work on the nave of the building in about 2002, and the only work which is happening on the nave now is the rebuilding of what we call the battlements or the merlons, which had been leaning a bit, and so they've been straightened out. But at the far end of the building, there is a lot of plaster work being repaired, and so, in fact, if we were able to get into the building, we'd be able to see right up through the ceiling, up through where the tiles would have been, through the slates would have been, right up to the protective tin roof over the whole building.
This is obviously very specialist work for which you need specialist craftsmen and obviously a specialist company. Are there enough companies around now to sort of take up the slack?
There are companies around that can do it. Not a tremendous number right on our doorstep, but there are two in particular which are within about 12 miles radius of here. But after that, we have to go quite far afield to find the expertise needed for this sort of work. Of particular sadness to us is the loss of Simon Hudson, who was the lead stonemason on this job and who did so much wonderful work on the cathedral.
And as a PCC or a committee, of which you're the building committee, clearly this is a major setback, so your time frame presumably has to be moved backwards now in order to accommodate this.
Absolutely. The project was programmed to end in the middle of February 2012, and I suppose there's probably 4 or 5 months' work to be done at this stage. So it's going to have to wait until probably next March before it restarts. So the finishing date is probably going to be somewhere in the June, July, August period, depending on how fast any new contractor can get stuck in and how many men they can put on the job.
Well, Andrew, best of luck with it. I know it's clearly a major setback. It is a lovely church and a lovely setting, and I hope you can find a suitable contractor to take over the rest of the work. That's Andrew Gilliatt here, who's Secretary of the Building Committee at Shobden Church, talking about their setback due to the fact that Caps and Caps, their contractors, have this week gone into voluntary receivership.